Dolores Claiborne by Stephen King. Read by Francis Sternhagen. What did you ask, Andy Bessere? Do I understand these rites as you've explained them to me? Gory, what makes some men so numb? No, you never mind. Still your join and listen to me for a while. I got an idea you're going to be listening to me most of the night, so you might as well get used to it. Course I understand what you read to me. Do I look like I lost all my brains since I seen you down to the market? That was just Monday afternoon, in case you lost track. I told you your wife would give you merry hell about buying that day-old bread. Penny-wise and pound-foolish, the old saying is. And I bet I was right, wasn't I? I understand my rights just fine, Andy. Patricia Claiborne bore 5 boys and 6 girls and wasn't one of them raised foolish. I understand my rights and my responsibilities, too, God help me. Anything I say might be used against me in a court of law, you say? Well, will wonders never cease? And you can just get that smirk off your face, Frank Prue. You may be a hot-shot town cop these days, but it hasn't been too long since I seen you running around in a soggy diaper with that same foolish grin on your face. I'll give you a little piece of advice. When you get around an old biddy like me, you just want to save that grin. I can read you easier than an underwear ad in the Sears catalog. All right, we've had our fun. Might as well get down to it. I'm going to tell you 3 a hell of a lot starting right about now. And a hell of a lot of it probably could be used against me.